Saturday, November 7th, 2020, 3:15 a.m. I got up about an hour ago, and I did a variety of things, took the dog out, blah, blah, blah. He went back into the bedroom. And I've been looking at the painting. I've been trying to figure out what's bothering me about this path of one of these electrons. And so I'm not really sure, but I see other drawing problems with the other path that I'm looking at. Also, there's two electrons on a helium atom, and I still see that. Dang, what is that? And you know, I looked at it from a variety of angles. I put the panel horizontally. And I looked at it that way, and I still couldn't see exactly what was bothering me. But when I look at it straight on, it really does bother me. Anyway, so I'm right now in the process of mixing up paint. I thought I'd get this posting started. I'm listening to the Fall of Civilizations podcast. And I've been listening to that for quite some time now. And this is on the Khmer Empire. The Cambodian temple that was discovered in the jungles of Cambodia, and how it got to be, and all that sort of stuff. It's really pretty interesting so far. So, listening to that while I paint. Okay, 4:45 a.m. Okay, I'm going to take a little break here. Got to get the day going. Wife's going to be up in a little bit too, so got to make sure her stuff is ready to go. So, you know, when you put a symbol or a character or something in there, and you're going to have to deal with the color sooner or later. So, when I draw something in, I don't know what color to use because you never really know. But at one point, you have to make a determination, okay, so what colors do I use? And for the past at least decade, I'd say, I've moved away from my usual pigment selections. When I first really started painting, I would use these two blues. I'd use ultramarine and phthalo blue. I'd use cadmium yellow. I'd use zinc yellow. I'd use yellow ochre. I'd use titanium white and zinc white. I'd use cadmium red, I'd use alizarin crimson. What else would I use? I think that's pretty much it. No, I'd use viridian, I'd use burnt sienna, and what's that other one? Oh, let's see, what else would I use here? Raw umber. I wouldn't use that very much, but I use it. And the burnt umber. There was this other violet that I used that's really expensive, but I got some a long time ago. There it is. And I loved it. And I still have the same tube. Cobalt violet. Stuff's expensive. It wasn't back then, but that's an old brand that doesn't exist anymore, called Bellini Colors. And I love that color. And I'd like to use it someday on something. I don't know. But that'd be kind of fun to use again. Anyway, so like I said, I've moved away from it, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna try to incorporate those colors again into what I've started to use too. Let's see what happens. Okay, I have no idea. But anyway, so like I was saying, when I draw something in, I don't really use, I may not use the color I'm gonna ultimately end up with, but I might use the color I ultimately end up with. You never know. So I've drawn across the sky of by the volcano on the bottom, and I can see that that line has to really be defined. So again, the background's going to get painted over again because the line that I've got in there now, it's permanent. So yeah, so I'm going to have to do something with that. But let's see. Yeah, so painting's got a while ways to go. I'm really enjoying it, but at one point things, you know, and but the nice part about this painting is that there's always something else to work on for the time being. But at one point, you work on something over and over again, and you start to go around, and I start to go around in circles. You know, I paint something, and I want to make a change. I make a change. But then I kind of go back to where I was. So when I start doing stuff like that, yeah, you leave the painting alone for a while because you realize, you know, there's something in your mind that's keeping you from making certain changes. But so far, I have no problem with painting over anything that I've done. And I think you've kind of got it to get to that point in your painting life where, yeah, you like this and you want to go a certain way, but in during the course of painting, you realize, oh, it's just got to get painted over, you know. There's no getting around it, and you might try to paint around it, but it just doesn't work. You just have to paint over something sometimes, you know, or drawing doesn't really work for you, but you don't want to change it for because you want that idea in there, and. But you still have to say, no, that idea doesn't work anymore. Or that idea is not quite as refined as it should be, and maybe it should be this way. So things have to change on a painting. And that's just a little bit of the scribble of your daily life in the painting world. So let me go get some stuff done here. It's 6:16 a.m. and I'm back to painting. Just keep on painting, just keep on putting stuff down, and you make decisions as they come up, and hopefully at the end you have a painting that looks halfway decent. That's how it happens, you know. You make the decisions as you do it because there's no saying, I'm going to put this color down, it's going to do exactly this, and it's going to look the way I want it to look. Okay. I guess what I do is I get some pigment, I mix it up, I put it down, and I make adjustments on the fly. And at the end, I got a painting that looks just the way I want it to look. So, you know, you can look at some other paintings too that, you know, you could see that these people have done this before. They do exactly the same thing over and over again. And after a while, you know, they have, and I'm not saying that the paintings look terrible. They look great. They look fantastic. But the art part of it is gone. You know, it's so mechanical. It's so formulaized. Okay, and I guess I have a formula too. I don't deny that, but I try to just keep the formula simple. You know, I don't try to say, okay, I'm gonna put this color next to this color every time I want it to do this effect. I don't know if I put this color down if it's gonna have this effect or not. I don't want to learn that. Okay, I just want to see what it's doing right then and there. I want to be surprised by it. Okay, so that's where I'm with that. Let me get back to painting. This talking is really a pain. especially when I can't listen to music or anything because people get all upset with copyright rules. You know, since Biden's now president and Antifa is are his brown shirts on the street, maybe they can do that. Maybe they can change everything to where the copyright rules don't mean anything, and they can just put an end to that. So I can just play the music I want to play in the background, and just pick this up and record it, and not have to turn the music off and worry about copyright rules. I wonder who I send an email to get that on the list of things to do. Okay, 10:03 a.m. I've got to go deal with my sister's cat, and it sprinkled a little this morning, late this morning, so things are pretty moist out there. I'm not gonna water. Things are still, the ground's pretty moist where the seedlings are. I finished making the wife some breakfast. I think this will be it for the posting, unless something else happens later. So, have a good day. Okay, so I'm going to take you with me to my sister's house. I'm taking my Ford F-150, and it should be an interesting ride there. And you can hear some of what I go through. So it takes about 10-15 minutes to get there, not too far away. Okay, I'm here. My sister lives in a gated community, so I've got to press the code in to get into the gate, but I gotta maneuver my big truck up to the thing. And I remembered the code. So much for that, huh? Okay. Oops. Got a gate, not a gate, but a door to the courtyard area. And then I walked across the courtyard. She's got a little fountain here to the door. There's the kitty, same spot as he always is. Kitty, kitty. Doesn't seem to really like me too much. He says, he's invading my space. So let me deal with some stuff and then we'll get going here. Okay, so I cleaned the litter pan. I put some new food in there. He seems to have left some of his wet food. This is the first time all week long that he actually left some food, some wet food. Oh, almost forgot the water. Yeah, that would have been a bad thing to do, to forget the water. Yeah, the little fountain thing. Yeah, there's enough there. Okay. So it makes noise when it's a little low. So, Kitty, are you gonna come to me today? Kitty, 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 come on. Squeaky. Oh, where you going? Come on, come on, come on. Oh, here he comes. He's coming this time. Oh, no, he's not. He's going away. Oh, well. So much for that. So that's taking care of my sister's cat project. What am I doing here? Okay. I guess that'll be it then.